Back in Australia, and the Reserve Bank raised interest rates earlier this month because it was concerned about underlying inflation and serious imbalances building up in the economy. In the minutes of the board meeting, released today, members considered whether an early move would be premature and whether the economy was only recovering because of government spending. But the board decided that the risks of a downturn had dropped and low interest rates were no longer necessary and possibly imprudent. Finance reporter Sue Lannan has more.
The Reserve Bank thinks the economy is improving, so it decided to raise interest rates from near 50-year lows of 3% earlier this month. In Question Time today, Treasurer Wayne Swan took it as a vindication of the government's policies.
So the fact is that the RBA is withdrawing monetary policy stimulus. Mr Speaker, the government is withdrawing fiscal policy stimulus and both are working together.
Annette Beecher is a senior strategist at TD Securities. She thinks the minutes from the RBA's board meeting show a more hawkish stance.
The concluding comment was that the risks in waiting had increased, and I think that's probably the key message from these minutes.
The risks include underlying inflation at around 4%. The Reserve Bank says the cost of living hasn't fallen as much as expected, and it could rise again by the year after next. The growing economies in Asia, though, are helping Australia. Housing prices are higher, along with consumer and business confidence. So Annette Beecher says the optimism of the RBA has also increased.
The October minutes had certainly ramped up the rhetoric compared with prior months, I thought. In particular, they commented that all major regions of the world were improving, whereas prior discussion was a little bit more patchy. And particularly, they noted that GDP growth could be close to trend through to 2010. The board overall seemed to, for every slight weakness in the outlook, there seemed to be more of an optimistic outlook for both locally and globally.
But the minutes make it clear there was debate about what an early rate rise would mean. There were fears that the economic recovery had been created by government spending and may fade once the stimulus was gone. And the higher Australian dollar could act as a de facto rate rise by capping inflation. JP Morgan chief economist Stephen Walters says regardless of the concerns, the board moved anyway.
And it was interesting that the minutes today outlined some of those arguments that they could actually imperil the recovery, and while some of the risks to the downside had receded, they haven't totally gone away, particularly offshore. So the fact that the Reserve Bank still talked through all those issues and yet decided still to tighten policy, I think, was quite important as well, because clearly on the balance of risks, the Reserve Bank thought it was probably less of a risky strategy to tighten than it was to actually wait.
Many analysts think the RBA is moving towards another increase next month. The RBA minutes say it would be possibly imprudent to keep interest rates low. Stephen Walters says that's the key word.
The one thing that stood out for me was use of the word imprudent in reference to the cash rate. The fact that the tone of the language stepped up a little bit in terms of its hawkishness, I think does mean now that we get a November rate hike, and I think we probably get one in December as well, and even in the first meeting of 2010, which is in February. So we're getting back to 4% pretty smartly, and then I think it becomes more a month-to-month proposition thereafter.
While the Reserve Bank may think it's mainly smooth sailing, the head of Woolworths is more cautious. Michael Luscombe is worried about the year ahead. Even though sales at the supermarket giant rose more than 4% in the first quarter of the year.
Don't be planning your party just yet. There's a lot of hard work to be done by businesses and a lot of hard work to be done generally in the economy just yet. We're not out of the woods yet.
Apologies for the sound quality there. Woolworths Chief Executive Michael Luscombe ending that report by Sue Lannan.